Online Podcast 206, and I'm gonna play the intro now. Hello, hello. How are you doing on this pleasurable Monday morning or evening or whenever you're listening to this? Hello, welcome to Online Podcast. I'm down here in the basement and I thought that it's probably going to be the last time or the last couple of times that I'll be doing a show here in the basement for about a month, because I will be traveling to Malaysia very soon. And so that's why I thought I'll, you know, pick my ass up and come down here to the studio and do a show down here. And I will, first thing I want to say is, guess what? If you're listening to this on Monday, it will be 6 days before I actually fly away from the United States of America and heading west, no, east, west, no, east. No, wait. California. It's west. I'm heading west. And I don't know where the route is, but fly over to the other side of the globe and to visit my parents and my family, to see my family over in Malaysia. So I'm excited. Of course, you heard about this 10,000 times already. But anyway, I want to say thank you to all of you who took part in the Ong Live webcast on Friday evening. What was that? Friday evening, last Friday. US time, and also Saturday morning for some of you Malaysian who are also tuning in. I think at the peak we actually have about 15, no, not about, but we had 15 people listening to the live webcast, which is actually kind of nice. And the cool thing about that is people can actually respond to me immediately, unlike a podcast, which I still like. Unlike a podcast, I'm going to have to wait for sometimes a week for people to respond, because people don't listen to it, don't necessarily listen to it immediately. So, so thank you for those of you who are taking part, and especially a big thank to my produce whore, my produce whore all the way in Swan Lake. Thank you so much, Steve Horace, for eyes really when I'm playing music and all that, because he'll be paying attention to the chat room in Skype, and then he'll be reporting back important tidbits to me. So anyway, there's one other good thing that I posted on the web. So if you don't go to my website a lot, if you don't read my blog, because I do blog every once in a while, and if you go to my blog at onlinepodcast.com, you will find the besides this show, but underneath this show would be the online widget. It's a gift that a friend of mine made for me for Christmas, and gave to me maybe a week or two ago, and I really, really like it. It's kind of cool. It's still beta. And if you would like, if you're running on an OS, if you have a Mac, and if you're running OS 10 Tiger, you can go over to the website and download widget, the online widget. It's kind of cute and cool. I don't know how you're going to use it, but it's still cool to have one, because my friend made it for me. Thank you so much. A friend of mine whom I betrayed. And since I put it on the website that if people want to know why I betrayed or how I betrayed him, ask me. And since I don't hear anybody asking me, I'm not going to tell you. So let's move on. I also posted a video podcast last week on the 24th, and it was over the ice storm that happened a week before the 24th. And take a look at that as well. And while I'm on that topic, I would like to let you know that when I'm in Malaysia, I was contemplating it. In fact, over the live show, I was asking people if I should worry about putting the intro and outro into the show, which means it requires some editing. And of course, if the show itself requires editing, I'm going to be able to, I'm going to have to do that no matter what, then putting in the intro and outro wouldn't be tough. So I was asking around, and Chef Mark from Remarkably Mark podcast, as well as Remarkable Palette podcast, told me that he said that I should record as much as possible, and every once in a while I'll post the raw show, and then when I come back here to the States or when I have time, I'll edit the shows together. Now, the likelihood is, knowing me, I would probably just post the raw stuff and I'll probably save all the editing stuff for somebody else to do. I'm a little lazy. So, and I thought it might be nice to be able to post at least one audio comment a day while I'm there. I know that is probably a bit ambitious because I do have a life. But I'm going to try to do more than one show a week if I don't... I'm going to do that. I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to report back, and sometimes write a blog. So you have to go check out my website. And I'm going to try to report back, if not every single day, maybe every other day, and to see, and provided if the internet connection there is stable. Sometimes it's kind of wacky over there. And I will probably tell you what's going on that day and blah de blah de blah de blah, and what I eat, obviously. And I will not be doing, I think I've decided not to do any editing, and it will just be raw, and I'll just, you know, post it raw without the intro and outro, so that I don't have to worry about, you know, polishing the show. I just record and post, pretty much. So, be anticipating, well, anticipating that for sure for the next few weeks to come. And I am actually, I probably will post one more show next week before I leave. And it will be posted early because I will be leaving here, Kansas City, on Sunday. So I may actually post this show sometime on Saturday, and just to say goodbye. And then we'll see you then in Malaysia then from then on. So it'll be exciting. And I know that the upload speed is really, really horrible. And I, I also want to post as many video podcasts as well as stereo recording as much as possible. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what the connection is. You know, if it really is sucky, then I will maybe chop down the shows to a smaller chunks and then post the big shows when I get home or something. I'll figure it out. So anyway, again, I found my glasses that I lost for several months now. I've been looking for this pair of glasses for a long time, and so I took a picture of that. If you want to see what it looks like, go to the website again to check that out. And in fact, I will be making new pair of glasses. I'm pretty sure I will this time when I go back to Malaysia, and that's going to be part of my I forgot the word that slipped my mind. I'm kind of tired, can you tell? Well, I'm speaking softly because I'm a little self-conscious when Bruce is near because I talk crazy, and I usually am not. I'm very serious, and I'm very smart in real life. And so I'm just speaking a little softly. But no, I feel like I'm a little tired. So in fact, I'm going to go to another place after this for some activity, which I won't tell you until March. Anyway, oh yeah, in fact, mission is what I was going to tell. I was going to say mission. One of my missions is to, oh, I need to call my credit card company. That's what I'm all over the place. Okay, note to self. I need to call my credit card company to let the credit card company know that I'll be using some of the credit cards outside of the country, so that they won't call and thinking that the card was stolen and all that, like it happened before. So if you are kind, could you please call me? No, not call me. Could you please send me an email in case I forget? Could you please send me an email or comment on the website asking me to call my credit card company? This is turning into a memo, a voice memo. Ask me to call my credit card company to let them know that I'm going to Malaysia, so they don't have to be calling me here, letting me know that I have this charge thingy, and also remind me to ask them about exchange rates, and also whether there's a fee for exchange rates, because I think American Express doesn't have that, but I believe my Citibank did charge me when I was in Canada, so we'll see. So, yeah, note to self, and also all the kind listeners, please email me and let me know. Like I was reminding or asking my listeners from Penang Hokkien to remind me to bring the iPod Shuffle. I bought an iPod Shuffle to give away to one of the lucky listeners. We will be having a gathering there. Well, we talk about that over the live show too. And we'll be having a listener gathering, and it's called the Golden Pick Reunion. And I'll be giving away a free iPod Shuffle that I bought. And I'm going to give it to one of the listeners. So, anyway, let's move on. Oh, you know what? I was listening to, oh my pod, gosh, this is going to be a long show notes, and hopefully I get to it. If not, then if your show is mentioned, if you're, whoopsie, I thought I was not going to burp because I didn't eat much. Well, I did, but it was earlier. I forgot what I was going to say. I burped and I forgot. Oh my pod, ohmypod.net. Peter and Pinoy boy, but Peter was using anyway a lot. Now, Peter, can I ask you this question? Do you use anyway before you hear me talk about that or say anyway, or do you actually already use anyway? You know what I mean? If you already say anyway, it will be kind of interesting. Just send me an audio comment or something, since you're a podcaster. Talking about other listeners and also podcasters, we have two new listeners. Well, not two new listeners, but listeners who just recently started their own podcast. One is called Idiopod. From Ben. Oop, can I say your name? I think I can. Yeah, I hope so. Oops. It's just Ben. He said his name on the show, so never mind. From Ben, his podcast is called Idiopod. You can search that in iTunes, or you can go to his website, idiologic.com, idiologic.com, or just go to iTunes and search for it and listen to his show, his new podcast. And also another listener, you know what? They are both actually sort of kind of is from Down Under, because Ben has a boyfriend in Australia. What's the noise? Ben is a listener from Australia. No, he has a boyfriend in Australia, and he is currently in the United States, but he also was in Australia for a while. Anyway, and so he's one of those people who completely, totally understand the whole immigration law that we have here in the United States that do not protect same-sex partners. So, listen to him at ideologic.com. Idiopod would be the show of his podcast. And of course, also another listener from Down Under, Andrew Faith. AndrewFaith.com is where you can find his website. he started. I like your glasses, by the way. The glasses that I found sort of kind of look like yours, but anyway. Let's see. He is a listener of mine, sort of silent. I don't know. Maybe he commented and I forgot. But just recently, we've been exchanging emails through On My Pod, because he commented lots over at onmypod.net. I guess you probably like Filipino more than you like Chinese. Otherwise, why didn't you comment? Mm-hmm. Hey. Anyway, Andrew has a new podcast also, and his show production quality is quite high. I am very, very impressed. And first episode is out. You can just find the same podcast over at andrewfaith.com. And I don't even think he is listed on iTunes. But all you have to do is get his RSS feed and just drag that into your iTunes or whatever catcher you have. You know what? I'm going to ask for a favor from all of you. A majority of my listeners utilize iTunes as their podcatcher software to download their podcasts. But I would like to find out what other Mac software do people use. I see some other names on my download stats, but if you are one of those listeners who are on a Mac, who is on a Mac, or maybe more than one, if you are the listeners who utilizes anything other than iTunes to download my podcast, besides the website, not listen on the website, but you actually use a podcatcher to listen to my show, please go to my comment, online podcast, and give me a comment there and tell me what you use, or write me an email at online@gmail.com. Let me know what application you use or you know of that is pretty good. Let me know. And also non-Mac people too. I would like to find out what non-Mac, just like Windows applications that would allow you to download podcasts. Let me know. I would like to find out more. Even if you don't use that, if you just know of it and you know that it's pretty good, please let me know. I'm sort of like preparing for my podcasting workshop in Malaysia. So I'm trying to give people more options besides just iTunes. Even though I love iTunes, I use iTunes as my main source because, I have an iPod and I really like the seamless interface from iTunes to my iPod, which I have over 160 podcasts that I need to catch up. I think that would be a good time for me to do on the plane. I just don't know whether it's going to last that long, my battery. And, talking about batteries, I have just now started using, I've been using my iRiver for a while, and I get this pack of AA batteries for my iRiver, which I still love, I still absolutely adore. And I've been using this iRiver for a while, and I've just been using the regular batteries, the AA batteries from Quasco. And I've been using so much. I've been using the whole pack, the whole big jumbo pack. And I kind of feel bad that I've been using that. And the reason is, the reason why I feel bad is because the iRiver is kind of retarded. I mean, I like it as a recorder, but it's the build and everything is kind of retarded. So I do all my shows on recording straight to my iRiver using a mixer. So I don't record anything on the computer. I just directly record it to my iRiver. And because I'm afraid, I'm paranoid about computer crashing. And so I've used it so much that I use it so much that I drain, I use up a lot of batteries and I feel bad because it's not environmentally friendly. And so I've been thinking about getting a rechargeable set of batteries that I can use. But I'm kind of picky about rechargeables because first, when I used mine, that was probably 4 or 5 years ago, it always drains out too quickly. And I just, feel so, paranoid about having to recharge it before it goes completely out of charge, discharged. And so I was putting off the idea for a while. And then when I first actively started looking, I found a set again from Costco. Sponsor me. Costco has this big packet of a big packet of batteries, rechargeable batteries, as well as a charger that comes with an auto like a car cigarette adapter plug for me to charge my batteries on the go. And it only requires 15 minutes of charging. If you're charging it on the car, it will take longer. But if you're charging it at home, of course, it won't fit the electricity in Malaysia. But I checked, so I probably won't be using that much, but when I come back to the States, I'll probably be using the rechargeable batteries because it's doing a pretty good job right now. Actually, I've been using it, and it's still up high, the power that is, and it only takes 15 minutes to completely charge the batteries, and it has a super power fan. I guess the battery gets wet, not wet. The battery gets batteries get hot, and so it requires a fan to, I don't know, dry it. I keep saying dry, cool down, I guess. And so I've been getting that. And plus the iRiver is kind of stupid because, you know, it has a hold button and sometimes the hold button get bumped and then it would shift over. Or sometimes I am silly and stupid and not put the hold button on and I'll put it in my techno box. And my techno box, meaning my technology box, I have a green, ugly green box that I put all my technology stuff in there. My mouse, my iRiver, my microphones, my iPod adapter, my all that good stuff. And cables. And so I have a card reader too. And sometimes if it's in the box, it get bumped or if I forget to turn it off, I would use up the whole battery. Like sometimes, like this last time I recorded a show last week and then I, imported the file to my computer and then I forgot to turn it off and it just drained it completely and then there goes another battery to be trashed. And so I kind of feel bad. And so I went out and bought rechargeable batteries. So let's see how it works. It looks like it's doing pretty good. So anyway, I think that's probably it because I really need to go somewhere. I don't want to tell you where it is yet. It's a secret. You're just going to have to listen. I'm fat. Anyway, kill time. Let me see, looking at that. Who's that? Little Penang. Who's Will David? I'm just looking through my email. And, who's that? Anyway. Okay, it's gonna suck now. Well, is that all I'm gonna talk about? I guess that's it, probably. I hope, at least. Anyway, but if there's anything else, I'll talk about it next week. Or check back on my podcast. If my internet connection sucks in Malaysia, I will do an audio, a text podcast over there. I mean, not text podcast. What am I talking about? A blog entry. So just check on my website, okay? And thank you all for listening. And I hope you will come back again next week to check my Bon Voyage show. And then from then on, some Malaysian show. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to smile, ladies and gentle horse. Bye.